Greetings, friends. This is Justin coming to you from SeaWorld San Antonio. It is Friday, August 5th, 2011. And we've actually been here for about an hour or so. It's a really fun place. Pretty spread out here. And thankfully, plenty of opportunities to cool off in this summer heat. We dropped off, the whole crew of us are here, wife and her parents and her brother and his family. And we actually dropped off most of the kids with my wife's brother and wife. And they're over in the kiddie water play area. While we went around to check out some of the larger items. There's a couple coasters here. There are a couple coasters here. Sorry. Apology for the death of that bit of grammar. But we first rode the Great White, which is a nice inverted coaster, similar to some others that I've ridden before, but this one is amazingly compact. It does a lot of stuff in a very small footprint, and as a result, you got really, really tight turns, great several corkscrews, couple loops, and it just whips you around all kinds of ways. And even the stop is like a jolt. Not like a hard stop, but it throws you forward and leaves your brain kind of wondering which way is up and how fast you can reorient yourself. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Great first ride here at the park, and a wonderful official beginning to some coaster riding for this summer. Haven't had a chance to do anything before now, so that was a very fun treat to start things off on our visit here at SeaWorld. We're going back now to pick up the rest of the crew, and we'll loop back around, and we're going to do the Steel Eel a little bit later on, and then I got some other cool rides. There's one right next to right now, which is the Journey to Atlantis, which is basically like a log ride, only with much larger cars and a single humongous drop. It's like you're riding one of those cars, like the boat-style things like they have at, They're like the boat rides that kind of rock back and forth. It's a boat a little bit smaller than that, and it just goes up a ramp, and it kind of spin around and do a little mini drop, and then go to the opposite side, spin around again, and drop down the main drop into the water. That looks fun and very potentially refreshing, so hope to have some fun on that one later on. Anyway, I have no idea how long I've gone on this. Hopefully it hasn't been too long here. So I'll cut this off and maybe do another boo later on with more commentary from the fun here at SeaWorld. Have a great summer, everybody. Catch you later. Greetings again, a continuation of my former boo. I'm sitting over on the side of the dolphin habitat, dolphin cove here at the park. We were standing over closer to the dolphin pool a little bit ago so the kids could try and pet the dolphins. They've got two different sides to this dolphin cove, one where it's more of an observation area and the other where you actually can purchase small fish in trays and feed them to the dolphins. And obviously the dolphins are congregating over on the feeding side of the pool. So the kids couldn't resist and begged and begged and pleaded. And I think the parents just kind of realized they weren't going to get away unless the kids had a chance to feed the dolphins. So they're often doing that now. As for me, I took a few photos early, and I'll try and attach maybe, I'm not sure which photo I'll attach to this boo, whether I'll do one of the coaster from earlier or maybe a dolphin photo. I can't tell. I took a photo or two when the dolphins came toward one end where it was like kind of a split observation slash feeding area, and somebody else was feeding them, and they were trying to figure out what we were doing there. We had no food. Anyhow, so they're off having some fun. I'm resting my feet so I can hopefully make the rest of this trek throughout the day a little easier. So that'll probably wind it up for this boo. I'll start another one a little bit later on.